Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Representative Cindy Axne. So you're here today in Perry to reveal your rural prosperity agenda. So just can you talk to us a little bit about the idea behind that and what the hopes are for what that's going to bring to Iowans?
Yeah, so the idea behind it is the multiple bills that I have already written and or been a part of that I'm packaging together to create a rural prosperity agenda that we can actually implement all the pieces of, which will literally help our rural communities be more successful. Whether it is ensuring that our rural communities have greater access to grants for their police officers and their firefighters so that they don't have to compete, for instance, with police stations in New York. Perry should not be competing for the same pot of money. We're setting money aside so that Perry can get more funding for training and recruiting and operations, etc. Whether it's looking at housing to ensure that our volunteer firefighters in many of our smaller communities, which really are the bulk of our firefighting in rural communities, are volunteers, making sure that they've got access to housing, just like full-time, you know, firefighters do. Ensuring that healthcare is available through telehealth, making sure that our agriculture community has an opportunity through things like the biodiesel tax extender, cattle market transparency bill that I'm working on. We're wrapping all this up with things like a big broadband bill that I've already voted for and that's being implemented right now. And then, of course, establishing an Office of Rural Prosperity within the White House itself so that within the walls of the White House where the decisions are being made and the administration's having discussions, the voices of Iowans can be heard. And the objective is really to do this, make sure that our rural communities prosper. That will help us keep people here in our communities in Iowa. It will help attract people to Iowa as well. It will help our businesses and our economy, and we'll have greater success across the board.
Now, when we're looking at a piece like this where it's aiming to help rural Iowa, and you're looking in a community like Perry, which is rural, but it's kind of bigger than some of the other communities that might be around, you know, will it help some of the even smaller communities that are struggling to get some of that infrastructure as well?
Oh my goodness, absolutely. I mean, I think about, I was just mentioning out there, you know, Perry has to compete with New York for funding for the police officers. But towns like Stanton have to compete against towns like Perry because Perry's bigger and there's most likely going to be somebody who can write a few grants at least for this department. Folks in Stanton might not have anybody that can write a grant. So they're really trying to figure out how they can even get funds to support the police. So yes, it extends down to those small communities and it will be really beneficial there. And that's where we really do see less support in general as well from an infrastructure perspective on things like housing and broadband, where that last mile is really difficult to come by. So those small communities will have great access to this. And those small communities also help Perry, and Perry helps Des Moines, and Des Moines helps the whole country. And, you know, we all are in this together. We raise each other up. And so, you know, I think that this is going to be good for all of Iowa.
Now, when focusing on one of the pieces, which was helping out with emergency services throughout the rural portions, you know, of Iowa and those counties, you know, how important is that aspect when some of the rural communities are losing things like their hospitals and they're not being able to support those anymore?
Well, I've got healthcare in this bill as well, from telehealth to, you know, supporting our rural healthcare operators. And we've got multiple pieces of legislation that have gone to support, and I've been a key person in helping our rural health clinics as well as our community hospitals, critical access hospitals in particular. And I hope to see, you know, more opportunities like our hospital in Atlantic have great success. And, you know, I was down in, well, in one of my new counties recently that I hope to represent, and they had a great hospital there as well. And what they are doing is driving people to want to work there because it's such a great place to work. So yes, I think when we can support our healthcare, we support not just making sure that people stay healthy and have the opportunity to stay in those communities because they need healthcare, but we also support bringing in jobs.
Now, one of the concerns and thoughts that were brought up during your time here in Perry was being able to get workers into the community as these businesses are expanding. And a lot of that kind of goes hand in hand with the fact that they don't have anywhere to live. So would this agenda address being able to help both of those concerns?
Absolutely. So it's going to help us address the issues around housing for seniors. It's going to help. And when we do that, then we free up the houses that those folks might want to move out of into an affordable housing opportunity in town. It's going to help give that opportunity, as I mentioned, for our firefighters. So we've got a lot of opportunity out there to help in general with affordable housing. In addition, you know, we're working on some key affordable housing pieces that the USDA helps provide. And some of these do go through USDA grants. But we're working in general to make sure that we're expanding housing across this state. I do have to say we got to continue to do more work on it, though. We have a bill that I would have liked to have seen signed into law that I helped pass out of the House. I'm vice chair of the subcommittee on housing, community development, and insurance in the Financial Services Committee. And that bill would have helped us build housing across the country, but it stopped in the Senate. They're not moving anything. And so, you know, if people want to see housing across Iowa, I'd encourage them to talk to our senators and have them support these bills coming out of the House.
Now that we've learned more about the rural prosperity agenda in terms of people that may be living in these communities, you know, what might a timetable look like for some of these impacts actually coming to fruition?
Yeah, well, some are happening right now. Obviously, the broadband piece, which was part of our big infrastructure agenda, is literally moving at this point. People are putting in bids and we're looking to get that pushed out. We are moving forward with many of the opportunities around, I think, the policing and the firefighters, and I think that's going to get some really good traction. Right now is the best time to be looking at these issues because we're working on the budget for the next fiscal year. And so I've got an opportunity here, which I'm going to do when I get back to D.C., to push this agenda with as many colleagues as I can possibly get so that I can get support for these in this Congress, but also make sure that there's resources put behind it within the budget. So I think that we're seeing some of it on the ground now. We'll see some of it in the near future, like the E15 announcement that was just made. That's not part of this, but I've been working heavily on infrastructure for ethanol, so that's a big help for us. I'm going to push that biodiesel tax extender through. I've been able to get that the last couple of times, and that's going to be immediate again this year as well. That's all money in people's pockets.
Now, just one last thing here for you. A lot of conversation is going on right now surrounding Roe v. Wade and the potential for that to even be overturned. So can you just talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on that?
It's striking that after decades of law that protected a woman's right to choices being made for her own body, that this is even being looked at from this perspective. So it was very unfortunate to see this. I don't believe the government should force women to be, you know, have pregnancies. I don't believe the government should be involved in people's personal freedoms. I'm going to fight for that every step of the way. That should be a decision between a woman, her family, and her doctor, and that's how I think it should be kept.
And that was our conversation with Iowa's 3rd Congressional District Representative Cindy Axne. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.